I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the story taught in schools is that the tricolour, our national flag, first emerged in the 1840s thanks to Thomas Maher. In his new book, the historian John Crotty argues that it's a bit older than that. John is the author of The Irish Tricolour, The Truth Behind Symbols and Struggles That Defined a Nation. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, John.
Now, I suppose, were there almost like variations on a theme going on for some years before the tricolour emerged?
Yeah, look, at the very least, John, you know, I found lots of references going right back to 1830, a good 18 years before the tricolour is believed to have emerged, that show a very clear, evolution, where it started with the green-orange device. Then we had the first green, white and orange tricolour in September 1830. And then you quite frequent use throughout the 1830s. I mean, it flew over buildings, it flew in the United States. It was quite a well-known and well-adopted device by that stage.
And who was Amelia Eleanor Hamilton?
Yeah, so she's the lady who crafted the first Irish tricolour. She basically was inspired by the words of Daniel O'Connell, who he had moved on from the Catholic emancipation and he was trying to get Ireland home rule, effectively, its own parliament. That was the repeal campaign. And he was calling on orange and green to unite for exactly that reason. Amelia was inspired by this, basically, and the French Revolution of that year, which happened in July. And she's the first ever person to craft a tricolour as a result. She even gave it its meaning. She actually gave two lines of a poem, and it said quite clearly, "Let orange and green no longer be seen, bestained with the blood of our island," which of course is very familiar to us in the meaning of the tricolour today.
Right, and but it wasn't a flag, as I understand it. It was like a rosette or something she made.
Yes, exactly. Her original one was a cockade, and she presented that at a meeting that was going to be presented to the French. Now, within a couple of weeks, it was proposed as an Irish national flag in newspapers, even London newspapers, which are very interesting to see in the heart of empire. Within months of that, it got a national launch in flag form. Daniel O'Connell was actually coming back from taking his seat in Parliament, and at House Pier, on his return from the UK, he was given this enormous welcome with thousands of these tricolour style symbols flying, as well as the green orange. The green orange combination meant exactly the same thing. So it very much got its launch in 1830 in that form, and we saw lots of use then in the 1830s right through to the 1840s.
Right, yeah, and as you said, the meaning of it was already instilled into it. Why can you actually, John, why, it's kind of a sidebar, I suppose, why is it then referred to as the green, white and gold when it's not gold?
Yeah, see, the gold goes right back. Gold would have been a colour that was kind of mixed up with a saffron, which had a prestige back in Gaelic Ireland. And when we had our early revolutions in the late 1700s, and certainly Robert Emmet's revolution, the uniform they were wearing was green and gold. And that kind of got wrapped up and confused with the green, white and orange symbolism, particularly in America. I found a secret society that influenced Clan na Gael, and they actually adopted a tricolour of green, white and gold as part of their, monk era, if you like. So that definitely, it's become confused in many ways, but it does have a bit of a pedigree because both colours have a bit of Irish association.
Ah, right. So how did it happen then, John, that we just almost exclusively associate the tricolour with Thomas Francis Maher as if he invented it?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of reasons for that. And the main thing is the press reporting. It's really interesting when you read how the press reported on these events. And I think there was a bit of an agenda there, Sean. They were often framing solo runs. They were often saying Thomas Maher alone did this act. He went to Paris. He got an Irish tricolour. It was invented then. And all of this was used against Thomas Maher in his trial for sedition. So I think the newspapers were creating, if you like, these legendary characters characters, you know, the heroes and villains of time. So for people who were looking back in the later, well, certainly the early 1900s, looking for the origin, they were finding newspaper reports that described the story like it was happening for the first time. This seems to have stopped people from going further back, which is what I've done, and I found these very clear references to earlier tricolours.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. But I suppose maybe... if he was getting all the credit for inventing it, his supporters mightn't resist that idea, let's say.
Do you know, he absolutely played an important role, as did the Young Irelanders. You know, I think what's happened is the tricolour has come along with this idea of peaceful union, but it was very much attached to Daniel O'Connell. It was attached to Home Rule, effectively, repeal of the union. Would you believe it also got used by the teetotaler movement, the abstention movement, for a time in the 1830s? But they're not Republicans at the end of the day. That's a Home Rule effort. And what the Young Irelanders have done is they've given the flag a bit of a rebel edge. You know, they've taken it on board, they've made it their device, and later people seeing them using the device were definitely influenced, nobody less than the generation of 1916.
John, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was John Crotty, the author of The Irish Tricolour, The Truth Behind the Symbols and Struggles That Defined a Nation.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.